Going live from Orlando, Florida, the place where dreams do come true. Now, here is your host of Hypnotic Success Habits, where what you do today defines who you are tomorrow. Meet the one and only incredible man and legend, Richard Barker.
Habits form due to multiple activities. If you do something over and over again, the subconscious mind gets used to that becoming normal. So usually the first couple of times you do something, it's just not normal. So you have to critically think about it. But the more you do something, the more it shifts from a critical thought to a subconscious thought. And the more your mind, similar to muscle memory, but your mind memory starts to say to itself, oh, we've been here before. So it just becomes automated in a sense. The best example is when you first learned to ride a bike. When you first learned, it was awkward, it was weird, it was you kept falling off or you stumbled. But now you don't hesitate to ride a bike, you don't hesitate to drive a car. But initially it felt a little bit awkward. So the more you do something, the more it passes from the critical thinking to the subconscious automated processes. It's interesting because when you think about driving, if you really critically think about your hands being 10 to 2, and you really critically think about using your indicator, and you critically start thinking about doing these things, you become a worse driver because you're retraining and removing those negative habits again. But if you don't think about it, you just slip into whatever your habits were. So it might be just one hand on the wheel. It might just be elbow out the window. It might just be not focusing and concentrating. So when you link it to the food and you link it to creating your meal plans, it might seem a little bit strange for a while. But honestly, if you get up a little bit earlier and you start to prepare and make your breakfast and your lunch, so that's done, you've just hit two victories. You've got two wins before you've even started work, before you've even done anything. They are two verifiable wins that you've got your breakfast sorted, you've got your lunch sorted, you've got your calories in check, and you know what you're doing. And it might feel a little bit strange at first, but you'll be surprised how all of a sudden we become a creature of habit. And then the following day, it's not so hard. And then the next week, it's not so hard. And then a month later, you don't even know you're doing it. You're just doing it. You're just making your meals. You're just counting your calories. You're just doing the prep. And without even thinking about it, it starts to feel awkward and foreign to go into a fast food restaurant. So it just becomes a habit, either negatively or positively. And we're training the brain for positive habits and positive wins and successes.
Thanks for listening to Hypnotic Success Habits with your host, Richard Barker. Make sure you subscribe now so you never miss an episode. If you like our show and want to know more, check out hypnoticsuccesshabits.com. Also, please leave a review on your favorite podcast platform about this presentation. Join us again soon when we talk about more hypnotic success habits.